It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Saturday night, they do a barn dance of right to the Tennessee polka. Had a rug on the floor with the one you adore to the Tennessee polka. They come all the way up from Texas to sway to the Tennessee polka. Hey! Oh, swing 'em, swing 'em around. Yeah, hip a doo da dee. Swing 'em, be glad that you found the polka from Tennessee. Nashville, Knoxville, wherever you go, they all seem to agree. It's more fun, get your blues on the run with a polka from Tennessee. Swing 'em around, yeah, hip-a-doo-da-dee. Swing 'em, be glad that you found the polka from Tennessee. Nashville, Knoxville, wherever you go, they all seem to agree. It's more fun, get your blues on the run with the polka from Tennessee.
And a great big hi to all of my good friends and neighbors at Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I just counted noses, Red, and everybody's here. Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, and the entire
gang. And we've got a very special visitor tonight, too, Grant, a folk singer with one of the biggest followings that you folks have ever heard of, the one and only Hank Snow. Yes, sir.
Hank will be all set, fit, and sing for us in just a few minutes, folks. But right now, it's time for laughing.
And if there's one fellow that can do that show any better, it's the Hornwall Heartthrob himself, Rod Brassfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the kind music. Howdy, Miss Foley. I'll be with you in just a minute.
I'll be right with you, Susan. I'll lay in the guitar.
Well, right now, while you do that, I'm going to give the weather report. It says fair and warmer, followed by women in shorts, followed by men.
I get what you need there,
Miss Foley, tonight I am sad and jealous-hearted. I'm telling you, I'm just plumb put out. I really am, because my gal Susie has done started flirting around on me.
That's bad,
right? Yeah, it is bad.
What makes you think such an awful thing is that?
Well, I called her up at her house there in Hornwall last night, and I asked her what she was doing.
Yeah.
And she says, well, I'm a-sitting here at the radio with the lights all turned out, listening to one of them our mystery radio programs. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting on the edge of my chair with suspense. And I says, well, that's all right to sit on the edge of the chair with Mr. Suspense, but by Ned, you better not get up in his lap. That's what I told her. Howdy, friends. By Ned, it ain't cold tonight, is it? It's very nice, yeah. It's a little wet outside and spot. Miss Foley. There ain't nothing gone right for me all week, Barnett. I'm telling you the truth. I had to borrow $10 the other day in a hurry. Yeah. I went over to a friend of mine, old Bob Harwood's, to borrow. And I thought I'd throw the salt soap in, you know, and brag on him and stuff so he'd lend me the $10. So he was out in the backyard with one of his young'uns there, and I says to him, I says, Bob, that there sure is a fine-looking boy of yours, there. He says, yeah. I says, he's got brains just like you. And he even looks like you. And by Ned, anybody can look at him and tell that he comes from good stock. And by the way, Bob, I says to him, can you lend me $10? He says, no, I can't. And besides that, Rod, that there boy is my wife's boy by our first marriage. Of course, him and his wife's got a lot of young'uns now. They have. They've got about 12 young'uns. When they all get out in the yard at the same time, it looks like a recess. I'm telling you the truth. It's the truth. They sure have. And I was out there in the yard talking to him, and all these young'uns playing around there in the yard, you know. Every one of them is just crawling around all over me there. And all of a sudden, there's an old duck come waddling across the yard there, and I says to Bob, I says, Bob, where'd you get that there duck? He says, that ain't no duck, Rod. That's a stork with his legs wore off. Hey, Mr. Foley. Mr. Foley, speaking of children, now, Barnett, you've got three awful cute little girls, Barnett. Do you know it?
Thank you, Rod. I think so.
You sure have, buddy. You sure have. And, by the way, Red, didn't you tell me that you met your wife, Miss Eva, at a dance?
Yeah, I did.
Met her at a dance. That's funny. I bet that was romantic, wasn't it?
Well, not exactly, Rod. It's just a little bit embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought she was home with the kid. Well, the other day I learned something about tonight's guest that I didn't know before. It seems that he got his start as a deckhand on a ship and earned enough money to buy his first guitar from a mail-order house. Since that day, he's parlayed that guitar and his singing into a mighty fancy bank account. Of course, I'm referring to
Hank Snow! Yes, sir.
You know, it's very seldom that a boy comes along and has the number one folk tune of the country and then follows that right up with another song in the same caliber, and that comes the number one tune, the folk tune of the country. Well, Hank has done what we thought was the impossible. He had a little tune called I'm Moving On. Now he's followed that right up with another one called Golden Rocket. Hank, shall we hear it?
Huh? Thank you, Red.
Here we go.
From old Montana down to Alabama, I've done before and I'll travel again. You try to win and can't keep a good man down. You dealt the car and let you miss the place, so hit the road and be on your way. I'm gonna board the Golden Rocket and leave this town. I was a good engine running on time, but baby, I'm switching to another line. So honey, never hang your signal out for me. I'm tired of running on the same old track. I bought a one-way ticket and I won't be back. This Golden Rocket's gonna roll my blues away. Long summer with a bow, that's your cue, and but now you know that I got another true lover waiting in Tennessee. This midnight special, I'm burning the rail, so woman, don't try to follow my trail. This Golden Rocket's gonna roll my blues away. Here for thunder on through the night, this Golden Rocket isn't doing me right, and that sunny old Southland sure is a part of me. Now from your call, but erase the name, you'll find out you've been lost to blame, and this Golden Rocket is rolling my blues away.
Amen.
That old conductor, he seemed to know you'd done me wrong. I was feeling low, for he yelled aloud over that Dixon line. The brakeman started singing a song, said you're worried now, but it won't be long. The Golden Rocket is leaving your blues behind. Then the party yelled with his southern drawl, Oh, it's bright and shine, good morning to all, and a frank on my feet and greet the newborn day. When I kissed my baby at the station door, that was a blue lag and never before, and the golden rock had to roll my blues away.
Al Smith out in the old fiddle going with Stony Pie. Folks, so join us for a dance. Get yourself a pretty gal there, Hank. Come on, let's everybody kick up a fuss.
Get some pie to do some low eight. Hands up and wave, go and turn right back. The same old file, ladies and leave gently all the home you go and everybody dance. Right hand grand left, tell man right and left, and all the way around, grab that gal, watch your smile, lay back ears, and go hog wild, home you go, and everybody dance. Treat them all like cakes all night, and home you go.
Well, see, you know, Hank Snow and me were having a little conclave back there a while ago, and we meant talking about the special hymns that folks write and ask us to sing. There's one that he gets a lot of letters on. It's an old one called For the Alarm. So happened that I had it planned for tonight. So here it is, For the Alarm.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never more less still go in the wrong.
That'll show up in your folks' ears back. It's the Jordanaires and one of their fine spiritual calls, My Journey to the Sky.
Without a
journey to the sky. Well, 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 well,
wonderful. Well, sir, every day, you know, folks, the news changes from good to bad, and sometimes from bad to good, and sometimes it's just fair to middling, as Rod says. But for the happiest news of all from Grinder's Twitch, here's Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, Hezzy, that there's my feller. He brung me into town tonight. Hezzy's one of them swashbuckling types. Now, that's what Hezzy is. He's a swashbuckler. His stomach swashes and his knees buckle. I'll never forget, though, the first time Hezzy kissed me. I thought every hair on my head was a Jew's harp and somebody's playing a different tune on every one of them. Woo! He'd been eating persimmons and sucking lemons for 3 days to get in practice. But this here past week, I went to see the dentist. In fact, all our family went to see the dentist, and when the dentist looked at Uncle Nabob's teeth, he said they was absolutely perfect. He said there wasn't a thing wrong with them. Then he handed them back to him. Brother got in the dentist chair, and the dentist told Brother to open his mouth. So Brother opened it as wide as he could. Scared the dentist to death. He said, wait a minute, I just want to look in. I don't want to crawl in. That dentist sure was fried, though, when he looked in Brother's mouth. You know, some folks has got swollen gums, and some got bleeding gums. You know what Brother's got? Bubble gum. But he had to pull one of Brother's teeth. The other one was all right, but... He put them forceps, or fivesets. No, it is forceps, that is right. He put them in Brother's mouth, and woo, zip, he had that tooth out. You know what he charged for that? $3. I told him, I said, $3 for 3 seconds work, while the last fellow that pulled a tooth for Brother dragged him around the floor for half an hour. Only charged him $1. Well, you know, that dentist fellow was sort of highfalutin. He told me that $3 was his regular price for extraction. And I said, well, what in the world does extraction mean? He said, why, extraction means to pull. I said, well, in that case, you ought to come up to Grinder's Switch sometime and watch our old mule extract the plow. I was awful embarrassed on the bus, though. On the way to the dentist, the bus driver kept a glaring at Uncle Nabob just like he hadn't paid his fare. But that didn't faze Uncle Nabob. He just kept glaring right back, just like he had. And when we got out at the dentist, there was a woman cleaning the outside of a window up on the first floor, and she fell right in the trash can. And Uncle Nabob didn't see her fall, and when he looked and seen that woman in the trash can, he said, there, that just goes to show you how wasteful city folks is. They're throwing that woman away, and she's good for 15 years yet.
Thanks, Snow. Come on back out here, good boy. And I'm sure that the folks will agree with me that we cannot let you get away without singing the ones the people are always asking for. Once more, I'm moving on.
Thank you, Red.
Last big eight wheeler rolling down the track, meet the 211 daddy, he ain't coming back, about moving on. I'm rolling on. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as the blue and blue said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. We'll soon be gone. You had to laugh at me, so I'm steady and free and I'm moving on.
Move on, dog.
Mama, won't you please listen to me, cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. Don't shovel the coal, just rattle a roll and keep moving me on. baby from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen to pain in the mind. No, I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. I'm warned, you fight, and you can settle the fight, cause I'm moving on. Blow that whistle. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on. Fade away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Roll on down the line. Thanks a lot, Hank. Come back real soon, see us. Here's an old-timer that I hope you, some of you folks remember, called The Convict and the Road. Within my prison cell so dreary, alone I sit with broken heart. I'm thinking of my lonely darling, forever from her I must part. A rose she sent me as a token, she said it just to light my gloom. To tell me that her heart is broken, to cheer me on to meet my doom. Goodbye, sweetheart, for in the morning I'll meet my maker and repose. And when I go at daylight's dawning, against my heart they'll find love.
Grand right and left your step around. Then you promenade home with your darling, promenade with that old Red River gal. Hey, that first couple leads on down that valley, circle to the left.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Come back and swing that old Red River gal. Then you lead right on down the valley, circle to the left and to the right, playing with that girl in the valley, playing with that Red River girl. Then you lead along, get on down the valley. You circle to the left, hey, circle to the right, swing that other girl way in the valley. Come back and swing the old Red River gal. Now it's Patty Manland's Tony Corner. Grand right, left, just hang around. Promenade home with your darling. Promenade with that Red River girl. Well, that next couple leads on down that valley. Turn them to the left, turn them to the right. Reach way over, swing down in that valley. Come on back and swing that old Red River down. Then you reach right on down the valley.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.